Last week, I got in my car to visit a bridge. Not just any bridge, but not a terribly spectacular bridge either. Oddly, it's both angular and curvy, but generally flat. And it's steel. The Michigan Street Bridge, built in 1930, spans Sturgeon Bay, and it does what most bridges do. It carries cars and trucks, people, from one side to the other, from here to there. It makes a connection. And as bridges also do, this one got old and too expensive to fix. So they were going to tear it down. But it turns out that bridge meant something to a lot of people in Sturgeon Bay. Steal yourself. A bunch of musicians, led by Green Bay native Pat McDonald, decided to hold a benefit concert. So he got his friend Jackson Brown. Yeah, that Jackson Brown. To show up, write some songs, and perform them for what's now known as the Steel Bridge Songfest. That was in 2005. Since then, Freddie Johnston, the Go-Go's Jane Wiedlin, and a bunch of other musicians have joined in, which is why I got in my car to visit the bridge. But instead of a bridge, I'm at a motel to meet up with Pat McDonald, the Holiday Music Motel, complete with glowing neon arrow pointing me to the entrance.
The neon sign used to flash alternately H and M on there for hotel, motel. I guess they couldn't decide what it was, whether it was a hotel or a motel.
The Holiday Hotel Motel looked like your typical motel from the 50s, but in 2006, Pat and dozens of musicians filled its rooms with one thing in mind.
One, two, three, four.
We rented this building for the first construction zone, which is a writing part of Steel Bridge Songfest, where the songwriters all fill a motel and crank out songs loosely based around the theme of the bridge, or a bridge, you know, bridge songs.
And they had a great time. So much so, they bought the place. But then it caught fire. So like the bridge, the motel needed to be fixed too. That's when they got the idea to rebuild it as a music motel. It's got a recording studio, the bedrooms have a connection to that studio, they do house concerts in the lobby and in the studio, all this, plus retro furniture and a diner. And you can see the steel bridge from nearly every room in the motel. The perfect setting for writing songs about a bridge. Which is what they're doing right now. Right now! In every room of the motel. They're writing songs about a bridge.
And please be careful out there, darling. Building bridges is a brave man's work.
I love the bridge as a bridge, as a functional, technological monstrosity that I find quite beautiful.
But the bridge is so much more than a structure. It's also the perfect metaphor found in so much art and poetry and, well, music.
And a lot of the music we make here reflects that. So it's not just music about the bridge. It's inspired by the idea of bridging styles and bridging people of different mentalities and backgrounds and experience.
I know everyone falls in love, nothing but about the monuments we build for them.
As I left the Holiday Music Motel, I stopped and looked again at the Michigan Street Bridge, gray and flat, and for many, transformative.